Jr. Every Kansas City fan knows his name, and you know the crowd goes wild when he's sliding to home base.
You can hear that song every day as long as the Royals are in the playoffs here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Only an hour left, if you can believe it. We'll be joined by Alex Gold to help you make some money
this weekend.
I like a bet for tonight's Thursday night game. Atlanta Falcons -1.5 against them Tampa Bay Bucks. Coming in with Baker Mayfield, who's been up and down the last couple weeks. Was really good last week, was really bad the week before against Denver.
Yeah, is Denver's defense good?
It's maybe
two good weeks in a row.
I mean, they played against a statue last week
in the rain. I get it.
And then they played against Baker in Tampa, which was an impressive
They played
play.
Against a statue with a bad cadence. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah. And now Devontae Adams is going to go to the Jets for some reason.
Well, because he wants to go play with Aaron, you know?
Which I think would be awesome if he does go there and the Jets get worse. And then it's like, your quarterback decision-making is terrible.
Yeah.
You wanted to go to Vegas to play with your college buddy and Derek Carr. Didn't work out. Now you want to go to New York and play with your buddy that was with you in Green Bay. Whatever. I do want to bring this up. To you, the listener, 913-586-7965, because we were all at Jefferson's.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing yesterday? Were you working? Were you unfortunately not able to watch it? Or did you say, the hell with it, boss, I'm going to go home and watch the game. I've got something I have to take care of.
Or did you use a work from home day? We're allowed to now. Like, the one thing that COVID has given us is the ability to work at home, right? Mm-hmm. How many people are going to be working at home for October?
Cody gets like 55 days off every year. Carrington's in Vegas every other weekend.
You and I are the only ones that don't take time off around this place.
Well, wait till December.
Yeah. I'll be gone from December 20th to the beginning of January,
but that's not the now,
but you know, I mean,
you know, week 16, 17, when the Chiefs are resting all their players and the Royals have already won a World Series, you know, relish in the moment.
Right, exactly. So.
But no, also a question for you guys, 913-586-7965. What are you going to do Monday?
Mac will be hosting that week.
Great opportunity.
No, it is. Yeah. I really do. I told Spectre that, like, when we're gone, we're not getting somebody to fill in. You know, like, if I'm gone or you're gone, we don't need somebody. Mac's doing it.
Yeah, produce, talk. Yeah. And you can also hear Mac this Sunday, 9:00, Mac's fantasy football show. So you want to tune into that, because there's a lot of people going to be worried this week, because everybody's got to start worried about buys. I love this week in fantasy football.
Oh, this is the first week of buys.
Everybody doesn't get their loaded roster. For those of you that like Detroit, no Jameer Gibbs, no Jameson Williams,
who is on a buy this week?
I know Detroit. That's for one. I know for a fact, because I've got three Detroit players and they ain't playing this week.
Okay. All right.
So make sure you listen to Mac on Sundays at 9 as you get your fantasy football information. And then Binkley right afterwards, which you'll get fantasy and football information.
Let me tell you
about something. Beer and sex, Bob. It's one of the best things you can ever pop open at the same time. Yeah, dude.
913, why the disdain for Aaron Rodgers? I think it's pretty obvious.
Do you think Binkley's ever been on top with a chaw in his mouth? Or do you think he puts one in as he transitions into moves?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, let's switch positions. Was that a can of chew? Don't mind, baby girl.
Stan's eating the pastrami sandwich. Binkley's popping in, yeah.
Hey, he's got to eat and listen to the radio while he has sex. You know, I was listening to you guys this morning while I was just having my way with my lady. I tell you, a take on Bobby was great. Oh, God. Somebody saw me yesterday at the Jefferson's party and said, man, that dirty werewolf's coming back out. I said, I'm trying not to. I am interested to know what you're doing Monday. Because Monday night, I tweeted this out earlier last night. For the first time in my life, and maybe a lot of people's lives, at the same time, there's going to be almost an entire nation rooting against a Kansas City team and almost an entire nation rooting for a Kansas City team at the exact same time. I've never been a part of that in my life. You love to see it.
I love the fact that Kansas City is going to be on display on two major sporting events at the exact same time. And you know there's going to be crossover, right? Mm-hmm. You know the football broadcast, especially with Joe Buck being a baseball fan that he is, he's going to be talking about, hey, the Royals are back in the playoffs, how great that is for Kansas City. I guarantee you at some point, and I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it, at some point during the game at Arrowhead on Monday night, Joe Buck will talk about the Royals being in the playoffs, and we'll talk about 14 and 15 and what that atmosphere, and he'll say something to the extent of, you think Arrowhead's amazing during the, you know, during a football game, wait till you see what Kauffman Stadium's going to be like Wednesday night when the Yankees roll into town and the Royals have the opportunity to sweep that series, right? Like, Joe Buck's going to bring that to life, and I guarantee you the people that hate Joe Buck will be loving Joe Buck in that moment because he will be telling a great story about Kansas City and what it's going to be like in the postseason here on Wednesday night. And then you flip over to the baseball side of things, and they're going to be talking about, obviously, the football game that's going on. Hey, the Chiefs are playing as well. Two Kansas City teams playing meaningful games in the month of October on national television. Like, literally has never happened before. And I'm not even going to say in our lifetimes. It's never happened before where we have a football team doing what they're doing, playing a Monday night game on a national TV audience versus a baseball team doing what they're doing, playing on a Monday night game in front of a national TV audience. It's unbelievable. And it's going to be great for the city because we're going to see the city on the national stage on two channels, and people are going to finally realize what Kansas City is all about. We become the center of the sports universe. I mean, not that we haven't been already with the Chiefs and the draft and the parades and all this and the World Cup, but Monday night's going to be special, man, because those are our teams.
Not only that, I mean, I will have the double TV set up, the double stack.
Yep.
I'll have probably the Royals, obviously, on the main TV with Chiefs pregame below it, and then switch and then put Chiefs on main with audio and then Royals below, no audio. I don't need audio for the Royals game. I kind of know, you know, how that goes. But, yeah, I mean, like, that's – I cannot wait. Like, I literally cannot wait till Monday. I'm waiting all week for Monday night, not waiting all day for Sunday night. I'm waiting all week for Monday night.
And Sunday's going to be like –
red zone and
I'm going to be honest with you. Sunday may be the worst day of the year for me.
What if they win Saturday?
No, it'd be fine, but there's nothing on Sunday. Like red the anxiety. Zone. Yeah, but that doesn't do it for me. I'm going to be pacing, waiting for the next Royals game.
Yeah.
I'm going to be pacing, waiting for the Chiefs game. Literally Sunday is going to be sitting there going on red zone. Going, I wish we were doing something now. I wish we had something, you know, like it's the anxiety of leading up to Monday. Sunday is going to be one of those days. I don't know how much I'm going to enjoy the red zone on Sunday because my wheels are going to be spinning about Monday and what Monday is going to be like. And I just can't wait to get to Monday and you know, get involved.
You think
and all
today's
that,
show
right?
flew by? Yeah. You think today flew by?
Monday's gonna
Monday, yeah. Take a line from Kenny Chesney. Don't blink.
Yeah, right.
From the 918, I think is what that says. 918. Dutch, you should mute both TVs and tune into Denny.
Yeah.
I mean, I got 96.5 queued up on my phone like that.
Yeah. Is Speck stressing on over who to send where? No, we're not sending us anywhere. From the 913, I love Mitch and I love Denny, but can we get Kevin Harlan to call both games Monday? That would be good.
At the same time?
I'm calling both games.
Yeah, I'm calling both.
Mahomes to Kelsey. Oh, baby, what a play. And Salvi goes yard for the Royals, and it's 3-0 Kansas City.
Can we have Denny and Mitch swap?
That would be fun.
Have Denny do Chiefs and have Mitch do Royals?
Yeah.
Home run, Kansas City.
Yeah. And gone, Travis Kelce, 89 yards.
Exactly. Yeah, perfect.
Oh, that's good.
That's it. I mean, you see how great that is?
Yeah, right. And Mahomes gets loose for a gain of 15, touchdown Chiefs. Ryan has the totals next.
Yeah.
And then he got Mitch. Home run, Kansas City. It's 1-0 in the bottom of the first.
From the valleys of Venezuela, Salvador Perez.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. Would be hilarious. Xavier Worthy, extremely fast. In fact, you'd think about fast. He's got a huge lead on the outside of the top of your screen and gun.
Yep.
Xavier Worthy, 4-2-4. Maybe it's like a 4-2-1.
66 yards, the snap, the spot, the kick, it's up, and good Butker. Ryan has the totals next.
Yeah. Steve, let's go down in the field with your interview after the game.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think that'd be great. Monday's gonna be Mac, you're gonna double dip, whatever else I say in that commercial.
Yeah, you can't double.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
you got it.
Double shot, double.
Double twist.
All of it.
Yeah, all of it.
All of it.
somebody from the 316, what about the real chance that it could be an all AL Central ALCS? Well, it probably will be.
Probably will be, yeah.
Probably Chief, it'll probably be Royals and Dodgers.
That's what the ALCS stands for this year, the American League Central Series.
Oh. Coming on the other side, Alex Gold, trying to make you some money this weekend as we get into the Goldilocks at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Likens gone. Denny Matthews here. Touchdown Kansas City. I would love that. Can we just get a collab mix up?
I mean, it would be fun.
We could talk to Mitch about that tomorrow. Well,
Mitch will absolutely call a Royals game.
Yeah.
You know he will.
Shout out to my buddy Matt. Says watching us on the YouTube channel is quite interesting, but also cool.
Yeah. Why is it interesting?
Well, I think it's because you get to like kind of see our actual reactions. You can kind of
see when a text comes in that I don't necessarily agree with, and I put my head down.
Yeah,
bad.
Or
habit.
I say something about Binkley putting a chaw in his mouth while making whoopee.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, Binkley's had sex with a chew in. I guarantee it. If he texts me later, I'm gonna put it on Twitter.
He's got his car issues he's dealing with. Jay Southland Tow's helping him out today. Get that car fixed out.
I could use a full day on Monday of Dusty as Diddy. Nobody wants that. Little by little.
Yeah.
Don't make it go stale yet.
Right. That's the thing. You do something too much and then it goes stale.
Yeah. I can do a lot of good impersonations. I got a really good political one. No? Okay. We'll hold on to that one, I guess, during breaks. 913-586-7965. We'll have Alex Gold join us here in a little bit to try to make you some money.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Atlanta minus 1.5. I might have to hammer that. My dad texted me and said, could you imagine Mitch Holtis coming in for the Royals in the ninth? Talking about Lucas Hearsay throwing the hammer down. Shout out Kurt for that one.
Bringing Mitch in the ninth inning. Yeah, that would be fantastic. I love it.
From the 816, we never knew how ugly Dusty looked. Laughing my A off. Kidding. No, that's fine. I am not the most attractive person in the world, but I know
the most attractive show on the stage. And it's not even close.
Low bar.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fine.
From the top rope up there, Mac.
The most attractive producer. So I mean kinda...
Well, that is true. You know, you don't have the bleach blonde hair, right?
Yeah. That's true. That's
my wife did say Mac is very cute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
you got Mac's mom gave me a wink.
Oh, Mac's mom's friends gave me a wink too. Okay, I'll tell you.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
This isn't the one we wanted.
Money on this thing. It's simply too good.
You're driving with a Travis Cruder, baby. Alex, microphone is good.
It's working.
Oh, finally. We've made it. Things are looking up, you know?
Hey, you don't have to come kneel next to Dusty.
All it took was a Royals playoff victory.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
How good does that feel?
Oh, man. How can you not feel good this morning? I heard you guys driving in just talking about.
Very, like, brrr.
Yeah, he's not watching college football anymore.
Like you're in a vice over there or something. Yeah.
Maybe he's feeling in his plums.
Yeah. Everybody's feeling great. I mean, we all were here in 14 and 15 as well, and we know what the city was like. And I think finally yesterday we got as close as we're going to get to the vibes in the city that we had in 14 and 15. I think we all agree. We're not going to get to that level.
Right.
But it took more and more people getting on board. I think there was a lot of skepticism going into this postseason. Like, oh, they're gonna be one and done, or one series and done. And then, okay, you know, they haven't beat any good teams all year, and it doesn't matter.
At least they got there.
All this stuff. Yeah. And now I think everybody is all in.
I think that's people just setting themselves up for failure, though, and not wanting to embrace a team that's good because they're fearing. And that's the mindset that I think is starting to decrease around Kansas City, but it's still there. There are still some people who fear success with our sports teams because it's going to be taken from us. And meanwhile, you're fearing the success. You're not embracing the success. You're not enjoying the success. Sex, you know, whatever.
You got to embrace the sex. I think so.
Embrace the sex.
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy the sex.
Okay.
So anyway.
Sex.
Yes.
The Forrest Gump thing?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It was earlier.
Your mama sure wants you in school, boy.
Those are my running shoes. You are Cody Gump over there, or Alex Gump. Boy. Yeah. Well, hi, I'm Alex. Alex Gump.
We've officially lost Bob.
Yeah. everybody's you know, longer days. You know, everybody's a little slap happy. I think.
No,
at this
we're
point.
Slap happy yeah. because you appreciate that. What I'm getting at is like, embrace the success. Stop for sure. being one of those folks who just thinks it's going to end and you don't want to buy in. Like, those days are over, man.
Yeah, and think about this: Royals team was 10,000 to 1 to win the World Series before the season. Yeah. 10,000 to 1. Their odds were only slightly better than the Chicago White Sox. Mm-hmm. They were only, I think, three teams ahead of the Oakland A's in terms of World Series odds and who had worse odds than them. And now we sit and they're, depending on the book, 12 to 1, 14 to 1.
I got them at 3,100 on Friday before they clinched a playoff spot. I threw $25 on them on Friday.
Ooh, okay.
When we were sitting and having tacos.
FanDuel Bob over here.
Yeah, and so I'm like, all right, you see, I live in Kansas. I can do that. You can do things in Missouri I can't do. I can do things in Kansas you can't do. But we both embrace the sex.
Enjoy the sex!
Yeah, right. So we're sitting there, and Jen and I are having dinner, and my friend Joe, who brought back the steak, egg, and cheese bagel to McDonald's for America, sends me a text. Thank you. He goes, what are the odds? He goes, I'm in Missouri. What are the odds for the Royals to win the World Series? I go, plus 3,100. He goes, I'm going to throw $100 on there. I had, you know, $25 in the FanDuel account right there. So I'm like, Jen's like, put the $25 on the Royals to win the World Series. I get $800 if they win the series.
I was looking back to 2015. There was a story, I think it was in the Star at the time. Somebody then put money down on the Royals multiple times throughout the year to win the World Series. And that guy, I don't know if he was local or not, but he won $2.6 million on the Royals then. So there's somebody out there listening that put a good chunk of change and maybe throughout the season kept putting more money. And I'd be fascinated to hear from them at some point. How are they feeling? Because they're obviously closer than I think anybody ever thought they would be to getting there. And the thing is, the Yankees are the favorites. That's why the Royals are still sitting at 14-1.
Which is why the Royals are going to win this thing.
I mean, look, I feel good heading in because they got it done yesterday. I'm sure you guys talked about it, and now you got the rotation set up again. And so, you know, I don't think you want to bet the series pricing for the Yankees Royals series. In baseball postseason, I would say the same for NBA. You're better off going game by game if you have a future bet to win the whole thing, sure. But I wouldn't bet the series pricing. Like this past series, I think it was plus 160 for the Royals to win the series against the Orioles. They were dogs in each game. Anyway, you're better off just betting game by game and how you think game one's going to go. So maybe you think the Royals are still going to win the series, but you're like, hey, it's game one in the Bronx and it's Garrett Cole. Maybe you don't feel great about them winning that game.
I think I feel great about it. Garrett Cole sucks.
I know. I'm just speaking in terms of how you potentially can
Garrett
approach
Cole
it.
Garrett Cole has no spine. So, Garrett Cole has no way to handle adversity. The Royals are going to bludgeon him. Garrett Cole will be out by the third inning crying to his mommy.
Yes. Well, there you go. So bet game by game with the Royals in that scenario. I'm just saying I would rather bet the game by game stuff than overall series pricing. And there's some trends that are interesting for the postseason. We know the Royals bullpen has been unbelievable. This trend, I don't know how much stock to put into it, but it stood out to me. So teams that are underdogs in the postseason after your bullpen was used for five or more innings in the series prior, which obviously was the case, four and a third yesterday, are just 28-47 in that next game since 2016.
In the next game or the next series?
The next game.
Well, they got like 18 days off. They'll be fine.
They're going to be ready to go. Yeah. I'm just saying, I thought that was one that stood out to me that was kind of interesting. I'm assuming most of the time that trend is what you were alluding to, which is that, your bullpen is so taxed and they're not available for the next game or whatever. But that's not the case. Erceg and everybody's going to be good to go. The other one real quick, guys, game one home favorites. So that'll be the Yankees on Saturday night in the divisional round, 30-17 straight up. However, they're 1-3 last year in game one.
Yeah.
So
the game one is big. And look, the excuses are already being made for the Yankees. That's how I know the Royals are going to win. I've already seen people complaining the Yankees are going to have one game in 9 days, which is true. Yeah. I mean, you know,
that's the hope for the Royals is their bats are cool.
Right. You cool. So they're laying in that excuse. The other excuse is the Orioles and the Astros are not in the postseason anymore. So now there's no excuse for the Yankees to lose. Look, the excuses are already getting built in for the Yankees. They're playing with more pressure than I've seen a team in baseball play within the postseason maybe ever. And I'm not using hyperbole with this one because Houston is out and Baltimore are out. Those were the two biggest nemesis, whatever you want to say, to the Yankees. Okay? They're now out. It's the Tigers, it's the Royals, and it's the Indians that are left. And if you're the Yankees, you should beat those teams because technically you're better. But this is the postseason. This is baseball. And the Yankees try to hit a home run every time they're at the plate, and the Royals just put the ball in play.
We've seen this play out in October so many times.
We've seen the script. We have seen the script with the Yankees since 2010. The last time they won a world championship was 2009. A-Rod was still playing. We have seen the script. And the pressure on Aaron Judge may be more than pressure on anybody in sports to win a championship because he's considered the greatest Yankee to have never led his team to a championship. No player in sports, in my opinion, has more pressure than Aaron Judge has going into this playoff series. And when you have that kind of pressure on you, your sphincter tightens and tightens and tightens, and you're down 1-0 early. You're trying to make a 5-run home run. Royals in 3. They may win it in 2.
I mean, this has been all day, baby.
I mean, I totally agree, though, on the pressure point for the New York Yankees. Yeah, that too, I guess. I mean, you know that Aaron Boone will be fired if they lose this series.
I mean, all of it. Juan Soto's going to leave in free agency.
All of it is very, very true. I hope John Sterling's final call is the Royals going to the ALCS. That'd be his final call ever.
He retires in the end.
Yeah, right. This is it for him, right?
Yeah,
he's coming back.
I don't know. He's coming back for the playoffs. But who knows? Maybe he comes back next year. I don't know. Yeah. It's good with him and Susan in the booth, though. It's like a husband and wife bickering, and it's just fantastically good.
So we move from baseball to other games being played on Saturday, which is Missouri at Texas A&M. Finally, Missouri is going to have a real big test. They're on the road. They're 2.5-point underdogs, and the total is 48.5. Any of those numbers you love or hate, or just stay away from
a couple things. I like the total a bit more than the spread, but Missouri, I didn't realize just historically where they're at. They're on, we all know, an 8-game winning streak, but that's tied right now with Army for the longest in the nation, and it's the program's best since 1960. So we all knew this was setting up to be a special year for the Missouri Tigers, and to this point, they've lived up to it. They've had some close calls, but sometimes that's what it takes throughout a championship campaign, or in this case, maybe a college football playoff birth campaign. I like the total here because I just look at both these offenses. You look at some of the pace of play stats and everything. The total's 48.5. I kind of like the under. Missouri's first real road test, as you said, of the season. Actually, I guess it would be the first road game of the season for them.
They played their first four at home and then had a bye.
And so I think this fits for an under, looking at both teams and the style of play. And then Texas A&M, as far as the spread, one thing is interesting. They, at home, have not covered the spread in any of their 3 games so far at Kyle Field. We know it's a great atmosphere in College Station, but I think if you're going to take the spread, give me the team that is going to get a couple points, 2.5. I would see if you could buy the half point, get it to 3. That way you don't, they lose by a field goal and you're not, ticked off at yourself for that.
Yeah. Did you ever get to a game down there when you were living in Houston?
Twice.
You did, yeah.
It's a little weird, right? The cavalry, the cadets, that part is very weird. It's very weird. The midnight yell thing they do.
It's like a fake army.
Awesome, it is. You think it's awesome?
I've been there too. I love it though.
It's a great, this whole stadium is awesome. I was there when Trevor Lawrence and Clemson were playing. This was actually, and that came down to the final play.
Was the last time he won?
What if the Jags lost 10 in a row, 11 in a row, something like
that? They have not won since before Thanksgiving of last year.
They've lost 9 in a row.
Last year, they played their best in London. Aren't the Jags heading to London? Not this weekend, but next weekend or
London
something.
London this weekend.
London is Jets-Vikings.
Jets-Vikings.
But I do think this will be a really good game for Missouri. And if they clear this challenge, though, Oklahoma and Alabama are really all that's left for them. And so I think they need to beat A&M. But if they do that, then I think Missouri is almost a lock to get to the college football playoff.
No doubt. Yeah, I thought that going into the beginning of the season that they were going to make it in. But this is another, we keep putting these litmus tests and these lines in front of our teams, right? And I think for Missouri fans, they're kind of like Kansas City sports fans at times, where they don't want to buy in and believe they have a good football team. But they do have a good football team. And I'll tell you why they have a good football team. Because they laid an egg versus Vanderbilt. That's how you know you have a good team. Seriously, you're playing Vanderbilt. Who's getting up for that game, right? And you still found a way to pull it out and win, but they weren't ready for it because it wasn't a big game. It was beneath them. And, teams that are good always play these teams that are beneath them and stumble around a little bit. And everyone goes, oh, my God. this is par for the course. The Chiefs do it all the time too.
I think that's fair. I have no reason to believe that the Missouri Tigers are gonna fall off or anything like that.
No, I don't either. All right, let's look at some NFL games. Yeah. What's going on this weekend? Obviously, we don't play till Monday. But let's talk about that that minus five, the 5.5 that the Chiefs have right now against the Saints going into Monday Night Football.
So it was 6 for a little while. And that was the highest that you've seen it. The issue I have looking at the Chiefs minus 5.5. I think they're winning on Monday. The challenge I have with feeling confident betting the Chiefs to cover is right now with where this offense is going to be, and I think it's going to look a lot like last year, which doesn't mean they're not winning. We all know that. They can still win. This defense is incredible. That this is a defensive football team and everything. I just don't know if you can feel comfortable with the Chiefs covering 5.5. Last week they pushed, depending on the number you had with the Chargers, mm-hmm. when they won by 7. Some people had it at 7.5. Some people got it a little bit lower than that. Mm-hmm. So I am not betting the Chiefs to cover the 5.5. If anything, I'm leaning a little bit towards the Saints to stay within 5.5. Dennis Allen, though, as an underdog of a field goal or more, 6-29 straight up. So I don't think we have anything to worry about in terms of the Chiefs winning this game at Arrowhead Monday night and everything like that.
What about Derek Carr? He's been good,
but they've cooled off as a team. I mean, the first 2 weeks of the season, they still are the number one offense by a point or so, but they were averaging like 45 points per game. They have managed only 36 points combined the last 2 weeks after scoring 47 and 44 in their two games. Last week, they lost to the Falcons without giving up a touchdown because they had pick six and some other mistakes. So I think this is another lower scoring game. Under 43.5, I think, is in play.
You know, we got to stop talking about offense being a thing in the NFL. This stat came out. So far during 2024, we've had just 15 quarterbacks throw for 300-plus yards. Those 15 quarterbacks are 6-9 straight up and just 3-11-1 against the spread. Through two NFL weeks, we had 5 quarterbacks throw for 300 yards. None of those teams covered the spread, 0-4-1 against the spread. The first time since 1980, no team with a 300-yard passer covered the spread in the first 2 weeks. Offense is dead in the NFL right now.
Yeah,
unless you're Geno Smith.
Yeah, it puts more and more value on like the quote unquote elite quarterbacks, you know, the way defenses are playing. But then also, I just think we're in like this cycle right now. It'll swing back around and the offense will explode again. But right now, this is the reality of the 2024 season. How many weeks have we come in here and talked about underdogs and what they've been able to do? Yeah. Last week wasn't quite as bad. Like the public did a little bit better last week in terms of betting. Maybe you had a better weekend, hopefully. But NFL underdogs of 6 points are now 9-8 straight up, and they cover 87% of the time.
Jeez. It's insane.
And the average point spread, and that's why it's interesting the Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites, but most of these games this week, this season through 4 weeks, 4.2 is the average margin. 4.2 points per game is the average point spread for an NFL favorite through 4 weeks.
Two things real quick, since it's relative and relatable to everyone, the announcing for the starters for games 1 and 2.
Okay.
Have been announced.
Yeah.
Michael Wacha will go game 1 against New York, and Cole Reagans will go game 2.
I love that.
Game 3 is to be announced. I do too.
I would rather go with Reagans in game 1, though.
I'm fine with maybe what on 3 days.
It would be 3 days rest.
Need to do that. Why, he's coming off of cramps too. He's had cramps twice in a month. I'm fine with this. I do think it's important Reagans pitches at Yankee Stadium, given the short porch and everything.
It's
that you
a
have
win-win
there.
In my opinion for both sides. If he were to go out there and pitch game 1 and win. Game 2, you takes a little bit of pressure off Wacha. If Wacha, the experienced vet, goes out there and wins game 1, and you throw game 2 with Cole Reagans,
Now
and all of a sudden you're
like,
you're up 2 and you got to win 1 and Kaufman out of 2 games?
Right.
You think Monday's nuts, Wednesday's going to be nuts.
Yeah, people be swinging from the lamppost.
I come in here smelling like champagne.
Yeah.
But one thing I do like about this game this week is that the Chiefs have allowed an offensive score, field goal or touchdown, in every drive this year on first drives to opponents.
Yes.
And that's all.
But plus 185.
Yeah,
this week against the Saints.
I wouldn't hate the bet at all. I think last week we maybe even off air we were talking about this, like whether it was the Falcons game, whether it's the Chargers last week. Go back to last year with Spags. First drive, they'll get them sometimes. They'll get them on the first drive. They got their scripted plays, and then nobody adjusts better than Steve Spagnuolo. It's unbelievable. It happens. It's so predictable.
It is. It's very predictable.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't hate that bet.
Right.
I mean, that's not a bad idea. See if Derek Carr and the Saints, they march down. Everybody panics. Oh, my gosh. Although, I guess we'll be watching the Royals game at the same time, so we'll be more stressed about that.
Yeah. Olave will be locked up with McDuffie. Rashid Shaheed will be the guy that does something weird. And then I think
Taysom Hill will get an opening drive touchdown for the Saints.
And then the Saints will say he should be their starting quarterback.
And then tonight, Falcons are -2. I just looked. I thought they were 1.5, but -2. I think they're 1.5 FanDuel, -2 on DraftKings. I like that. I don't know why. It's Thursday night. They're the home team. And a field goal, they win the bet. 2 points to me is a nice bet.
Thursday night, The home team usually has an advantage, like the trend points towards the home team.
Do they, or because do we just say that?
It does. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but
it's not
it does.
As a big a gap as you think, but it is an advantage. It's probably like 60-40.
Yeah, it's been
probably like 51-40. Yeah, that's probably. All go, oh my God, this huge gap on Thursday night.
The only thing though is, man, like I just been so impressed with Tampa. I thought the Eagles were going to put up way more of a fight last weekend.
The
Bucks, to the point where, I mean, the Bucks were up what 21-17, 21-0 at one point against
the
Eagles.
They stopped giving the ball to Saquon Barkley in the first half.
Yeah, I just that's the only thing that scares me. Like I've second guessed Baker Mayfield a lot even this year, and they continue to step up. And it seems like maybe they're going to transition their running back situation to Bucky Irving a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Has Atlanta shown you guys enough? I just told you they didn't get an offensive touchdown last week against the Saints. They won, but they didn't score. It's not the offense is still not clicking there for Kirk Cousins yet.
Right.
Their defense is playing at a really, really high level. That's why the total is also at 43.5.
Well, and they got lucky. I mean, they had that muff punt that Richards got for six, the easiest pick six we've ever seen in our lives. That game was
and
so
I don't know
dumb.
If this adds any, you know, damper to the thing, but the Atlanta Falcons are 2-10 against the spread in their last 12 games as favorites.
Yeah.
Eesh.
So bet against the Falcons.
I guess. Yeah. Now I'm fickle minded.
It's so funny with trends, because I like leaning into trends when we bet, but also, man, like you can find any trend to support what you want to
believe. Oh, yeah.
You can find any betting trend. Like, I know I want to bet the Falcons tonight, and then you find the one trend. You're like, see, this is the bet, man.
Yeah, no, but that's just like anytime you want to prove a point with a stat, you go find the stat that's going to work for you. You find the trend that's going to work for you. You find, you know, we all gravitate to finding things that we like and reading things that we like that kind of relate to what we think all the time. So that's just kind of how life works. You could always find that kind of stuff. Trust your gut, right? Trust your gut.
What you guys coming up on Cody and Gold today?
Yeah.
Obviously, Royals talk?
No question. Yeah. Obviously, we're going to have some fun talking Royals baseball. And like you guys, we'll have Vern join us a little bit later on in the show today. Danen Hughes, though, we will talk some football with him, and then Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid coming up around 11:40 right here on 96.
Oh, that's right. Today's Thursday, so everything's kind of pushed back a day because of Monday Night Football. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, guys.
No problem. Thank you. Hopefully they win some money this weekend.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what to do against Atlanta. Still got the sphincter on my mind.
Yeah.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to. Driving with a traveling crooner, baby. Trying to steal my decals.
Yeah, if you parlay Saints win first quarter with Chiefs money line plus 405.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
So Saints win quarter one.
Yep.
Chiefs win game.
Chiefs win game. 405. I like that.
What's a Kareem Hunt anytime touchdown?
Probably about plus 650.
You think it was 220 last week?
It was? Are you sure?
Positive.
I swear I saw around 650
Still
for Kareem
Hunt. Still don't have any time TDs, man.
None yet. We haven't heard anything yet from the fair. So we'll have to check that tomorrow on Friday's show, plus get you excited for a Red Friday. We're going to break early because we're going to spend the last segment talking to you about what the greatest moment in Kansas City sports history is. You're living it right now on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Here we are. Here we go.
Stop it.
KC Royals doing it again.
Well, this is good.
KC Royals doing it again. Doing it.
We're back. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco, Dusty, your home for Kansas City sports.
Right, and where did this delicious number come from?
The inspector got it to us. I don't know who.
It's really good.
For those of you that need to know, and you want to know, and you have to know, the Chiefs are on 96.5 The Fan on Monday starting at 4 p.m. The Royals are on The Fan AM 610 on Monday night starting at 5:30. Don't forget tonight, Vern has a ALDS special show that starts at 6:00 tonight. Josh Verner will also join, as you just heard, Alex Gold and Cody Tapp and Drew Nixon on 10-2 today. But Vern, ALDS preview show tonight, 6:00 to 8:00. So you want to get, you know, you want to stay juiced up or you want to stay full staff all day? You can do it all the way to 8:00 and then you know, have great success.
You mentioned something in the break that is really interesting to me. The Mets have a chance to be the Mets today, basically,
right?
Yeah, they do. Game three of this series is today, tonight, whenever they're playing at 7 o'clock or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. The Mets won game one. If they don't win tonight, they will become the first team in the wild card era to lose a series after winning game one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, perfect.
And then Monday's game, we mentioned this earlier, Saturday's game at 5:38 or 17:38, Michael Wacha versus Gerrit Cole.
Right.
Monday night at 6:38 local time, it is CR versus CR. Cole Reagans versus Carlos Rodon.
Yeah.
Just be the better one. If Michael Wacha wins, if Michael Wacha wins game one, they sweep in the Bronx.
Do you think Michael Wacha gets the win, or do you think it's a game? I'll say, do you think either starter gets, because you can bet this, you know, do you think either starter gets the win in game one?
I would say that this seems like a very good opportunity for Daniel Lynch.
Okay.
Because I think if Michael Wacha is going out, because what, Seth Lugo did 4 2/3 yesterday, is that right?
Something
four
like that.
Four and a third,
yeah.
Maybe a 4 2/3.
Because I saw the bet on the screen before the game, and it was like, does, you know, plus whatever for Lugo to get the win? And I'm like, well, he's the starter. He probably, oh, wait a second. That's true. You could go to the bullpen and have all this kind of stuff. So do you think either starter, either Gerrit Cole or Michael Wacha, gets the win on Saturday? I'm going to say no.
Gerrit Cole, no, because I think he'll be out by the third inning because Royals' bats will come alive in New York. Because why not? Wouldn't that be like irony at its finest? Like, Royals playing a big park, and everyone's like, oh, I wonder what Aaron Judge would look like if he played outside of New York, and then the Royals go to New York and like, see, told you. Mm-hmm. But no, I like the veteran leadership in Michael Wacha in game one. I think that's the right decision to make. Cole Reagans gets a healthy 4 days or 5 days full of rest, a normal sort of, you know.
Yeah, so Reagans is going to rest Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, full 5 days. So he actually gets an extra day of rest. Yeah.
And what better time than now, coming off of a, you know, calf strain and all that sort of thing. And
the flip side is, though, I'll play devil's advocate, is that, you know, people are complaining in New York already about the Yankees having one game in 9 days. You kind of want to keep that momentum going, you know? So if you're Cole Reagans, do you want that extra day of rest, or would you rather pitch on a shorter week than having the extra day of rest? There's two ways to look at that. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I would have gone with Reagans. That's just my opinion in game one. I would have thrown my best pitcher against their best pitcher. But there's also the other adage of people who will always say, why start your ace against their ace, you know? And like, you know, so you look at it anyway. We'll see.
We agree that they should go old school 70s Royals blue.
Well, I think you break out the powder blues on Saturday night. You roll in the Yankee Stadium, the powder blues, man. You go back to 1977, 78, 80, all that, and you break out the powder blues. How cool would that be? All of a sudden, the Royals are in their powder blues, and everybody's going, oh, my God, this is visions of growing up in the 70s when the Royals and Yankees played every year in the playoffs. Let's do it, man. Because, you know, the Yankees, they're probably going to break out the pinstripes.
Oh, come on. They don't have any other jersey, Bob. Come on now. Yeah. By the way, San Diego's jerseys are ass.
Oh, I love them.
Ugh.
Oh, I love them.
Looks like mustard and chocolate.
Yeah,
they child.
Look good. I love it. I love that. They're so much fun to watch. They're going to roll the Dodgers, too. Major League Baseball's worst nightmare. The Dodgers and Yankees both knocked out in the ALDS. Detroit, San Diego, Cleveland, Kansas City, and Milwaukee are left. Because the Mets aren't winning today. They just
they're
aren't.
They're gonna be the anomaly.
It's the Mets.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's the Mets.
Game one winner was San Diego. They win game two. Game one winner was Royals. They win game two. So now we're 9-0.
Tigers,
10-0.
Game one, yeah.
Tigers win game one, come back, win game two. So now we're at 11-0 in the new series. Mets?
Probably not going to do it. Like if any team can screw this entire thing up, the Mets. The Mets have screwed up lives for years. Like, but again, you chose to be a Mets fan. I can only imagine the tension right now with Met fan going, oh, God, not only did we lose last night, but now we're going to be the first. And I don't think any series has gone three games for the most part in these three games. Like, I think everybody's pretty much won these in two. And now the Mets are going to a third game. Oh, the tension is going to be great. Met fans are going to collapse.
Speaking of New York, and we get into the divisional series before we get to Friday, do you want to do any early Thursday predictions on this Royals with Yankee series?
You know, the Royals are going to win it in two.
How's that possible?
Because that's how good they're going to be in game one.
Mm.
They're going to give him two wins. They're like, yeah, we're waving the white flag.
Yeah,
here.
They'll just run away crying.
Yeah, the Yankees are going to surrender. Yeah, the Yankees aren't going to want to spend the money to travel to Kansas City, so they're going to get beat down 0-2, and they're going to, you know what, we're just taking the rest of the year off.
When will Garrett Cole start sucking his thumb?
Second inning.
Okay.
Yeah, second inning. No. Bobby will be up in the first. Bobby Witt's going to get some kind of crazy hit off of Garrett Cole, and then Garrett, like, I just don't understand. I mean, he's not supposed to hit it that hard. There was a memo that was put out by Major League Baseball that said, you're not allowed to hit me because I pitch for the Yankees.
What's your talent?
Uh-huh. That's Garrett Cole in a nutshell.
He bitches more than Chris Sale. Remember when Chris Sale cut up everybody's jerseys?
Yeah.
And then the minor leagues, he tore down like the whiteboard and all that stuff through a temper tantrum?
Yeah, Garrett Cole is the epitome of out-of-touch baseball man. Like, remember when Blake Snell, I'm not risking my life, man. Like, out-of-touch baseball guy who really didn't have to fight through much his entire life, you know, played club baseball his whole life and rode yachts and had slippers with pennies in them. Like, that's Garrett Cole. He can't handle adversity. Ooh. Go back and watch the Spider-Tack press conference from Garrett Cole.
Brutal.
Go watch the Spider-Tack press conference from Garrett Cole. We'll play it tomorrow.
They're taking away from my game.
I just don't understand. Where's my mommy?
And then they had
my dad will write a check and bail me out of this. Garrett, sit back down, please. So Garrett Cole can't handle adversity.
So that means we can't have any sort of like New York style cheesecake, New York style pizza.
Well, you can eat the food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's some people. There's some people that go hard when it's like you're playing like the opposing like.
They do a whole spread.
Like you can't have buffalo wings when the Chiefs play the.
People that go the other way. Like Mac's mom, she goes the other way with that kind of stuff, right? Doesn't she do that?
That's a
like they put out a spread of like
transition.
The food. Like that's
it's weird, very weird.
Right?
I think they eat Minskies.
Oh, they eat Minskies? Oh, that's right. They do. I thought somebody was telling me that like their tailgates are always set up based on the opponent, and like if
that
you're
sucks.
Playing Baltimore, you eat. Crab cake.
Yeah,
or you play Philly, you get cheesesteaks. Or
you play Cincy.
You don't have to eat the chili.
Yeah.
You know, you can move on.
I did do Philly cheesesteaks.
You had the Philly cheesesteak fries yesterday.
Mm-hmm, they were good.
They were good?
Yeah. Got a little soggy towards the end, but I
got to go in quick.
New medicine, man. I don't eat as much anymore.
You're brewing.
But either way, I think the Royals, I realistically think the Royals can win this series. And I am not looking at everybody and talking to everybody with Royals colored glasses.
No, I think they match up with the Yankees very well.
The number one question all year long was, is this bullpen going to ruin the fun for the Royals? And they figured something out. I don't know if it's Brian Sweeney. I don't know if it's Irsay lit a fire in everybody's ass.
Or you just got tired of being the butt of every joke, you know?
And what happened was they found their 7-8-9. It is Long, it is Bubich, and it is Irsay.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need anybody to kind of fill the void if something goes south, they've got Brady Singer. They've got Daniel Lynch. And I think Daniel Lynch will be that guy that comes in because he's earned it. He was a pitcher of the month in September for the Royals.
We'll see if Brady Singer even makes this postseason roster. Or do you put Alec Marsh on there and take Singer off?
Yeah. I mean, I think what they say they went with 26-man roster. I think they went with 15 pitchers and 12 batters or something like that. That'd be 17. 15 and 11, I think, is what they went with. But, you know, I mean, look, their starting pitching has been the narrative all year. And they didn't disappear in the two biggest games of the season.
Right.
And before that, they didn't disappear in the two biggest games of the season, which was in Washington. Pitching and bullpen showed up when their backs were against the wall. And now you have a manager in like Cotrero who looks like he's now kind of settling into what he loves, which is where managers become evidently clear as a very, very vocal leader in playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
We said this yesterday. They're not relevant in 162 games. They're very relevant in a game-by-game situation in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Hugh looks comfortable. Bullpen looks comfortable. Bobby Witt looks like he's Bobby Witt. Just got to get somebody else to hit. And Vinny Pasquantino was that guy yesterday. He was on base three times, had the game first RBI. He just kind of really knew what he was doing in that game yesterday with a busted thumb. And, you know.
I was talking to somebody yesterday about the hitting, and I'm like, well, you didn't really need all those extra runners, right? But it makes it easier for your starting pitcher. You score a couple of runs, take the pressure off of them. And, the Yankees have all the pressure in the world. When you play free and clear like the Royals are, You got no pressure, man. Your odds of winning are a hell of a lot better than a New York team that's rolling in that everybody says you have no competition now. You got to find a way to win a world championship, Aaron Judge, that you haven't done before.
The Royals are nice. The Chiefs are nice. Now it's time for you people out there to go do something nice for somebody because you never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. Kansas City, stay cool, stay kind. For Mac, Bob, I'm Dusty. Coming up next, it's Cody and Gold from 10 to 2 on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Royals baseball here in Kansas City.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be.